Hi, Jamil. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Ishmael. How are you doing?
Good. Now, without the specifics, could you give us like a brief overview of what you're doing and some of the things that you're doing?
Yes. Right now, I'm currently going to school, of course. I'm currently working. I have a job. I work for a place called RHD. And I'm currently involved in a couple business activities and business engagements.
Now, could you tell us about these engagements?
Yes. One of the businesses I'm working on with a group of friends of mine, we have a real estate business that we're starting. Me and my other friends were working on a nonprofit organization, and also we're looking to buy a barbershop and own a barbershop.
Now, delving into these a little bit more, what are the type of things you would like to achieve? Like, what is the ultimate goal for the people through these businesses?
Well, first, for the people that I'm engaged with, the goal is success. But on top of that, the goal is to better the community. We want to change the world and inspire people and engage people and engage people in a hope mindset to believe that they can achieve whatever they want to.
And you're going to be able to do this by the barbershop real estate business in this nonprofit organization?
Yes, I do. I do believe, like, there's other things. I'm also working on a clothing line with my friend. Like, and it's I believe all these businesses are connected, like, in a way. I think and through every business, we can achieve a different goal. We can impact the community in a different way, and we can help the world in a different way. Like, for example, the clothing line is donating, like, my friend's clothing line donates water to 500 Syrian refugees every time somebody purchases a shirt. It's called Also Couture. And another thing I'm engaged with this summer we're trying to make water rice and go into a water rice business, like, right, with friends and stuff like that. And some of that proceeds is going to go to, like, abortion children and helping children without parents and didn't have families growing up. So we're trying to change the world and impact the community, make everybody positive and inspire people again.
So why, though? What is your purpose? What are the things that led you to say, you know what, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to try to fix things with people?
You know, mainly I just look around and I just see a lot of negativity in my life and around the world. And I can't say there's like an epiphany one day. I just woke up and said, you know what, I'm just going to be a better man. But at some point over time, my life experiences let me decide that I'm going to lead a positive life. And I am going to inspire people to be positive. And everybody I see a lot of my community, they don't understand, like, that success can be obtained. They don't see success as obtained. They just see it on TV. It's like a media portrayed thing. It's something that's not real. It is all on TV. It's a fugazi. But I'm trying to actually inspire people to know that it's possible. You can achieve your dreams if you apply yourself and place yourself in the right places and do what you got to do.
Now, do you think that is what ultimately keeps people of our ethnic group from doing things that they originally set out to do or that they dreamed of when they were maybe children? Like, is this the lack of hope what keeps us from thriving?
Well, to talk about our specific racial group, the African American group, I think their problem is deep rooted. It goes back centuries of slavery, and when any people have been enslaved, I think that mindset of self achievement and self worth is probably always going to be a little bit like dwindled, maybe in some cases, in some circumstances. You know, it can affect some people negative, and it can affect some people positive. But I think in general, our community has a lack of faith, and they have a lack of desire. They don't really believe that it's real.
All right. See, now I was thinking that it was a lack of knowledge, simply.
Yeah, it could be a it mainly could be an ignorance problem. It's an ignorance. People are just don't know. They just don't really understand. Well, maybe it's a fear of failure as well. And people just they're afraid to try because they're afraid to fail. And when you're afraid to fail, you're not going to ever go anywhere because you're afraid to really, you're really never going to reach your full potential because you're always going to be afraid of what the worst case can be. I think we'd be better off as people if we accepted our failures. If we realized them to be inevitable and we accepted them, it would make us stronger people as a whole.
Yeah, that's a common rule for many successful people that I learned. So what do you think will ultimately fix this problem? Like, what do we need?
I think we need each other. I think at times where everybody's trying to be so divided and everybody's trying to separate themselves and everybody's trying to be independent, I get it. Independence is very important, but also you need friends, you need family, you need a teamwork, you need to be structured. And if the community comes together and inspire each other, pick each other up, impact each other positively, and it can do wonders. It can do wonders.
So it wouldn't be wrong for me to say that this is a human problem then.
It is a human problem. The problem, like I said, is deep rooted. It goes back centuries of everybody trying to divide themselves and everybody trying to be different and fight for their own land and fight for their own people. And once if humans themselves realize that, like, anything is possible. If we stop the violence, if we stop the hate, if we stop the ignorance, if we stop the dividing ourselves and coming together, we can achieve anything we set our minds to. Talking massive action. There's plenty of reasons people don't act. It all comes back down to boundaries. There's plenty of boundaries. You got physical boundaries. People actually they make excuses because of their disabilities or the mental boundaries. People making excuses to take action because, you know, they might not learn as good as other people, or they might not have read as many books as of somebody else. And then there's the mental boundaries in the form of sense what they tell themselves, like their thoughts that control their mind. People like, your thoughts will eat away at your spirit to achieve and your spirit to really just see yourself in another place. And I think gender boundaries, when it comes to gender, I think gender is a whole nother issue for the black community. Men have this preconceived notion that they have to be, it's a lot of pressure put on men, and I feel like a lot of men they fall short of all the pressure that's put on them, and they don't really fulfill their goals because of that. Because the pressure, it just can be one of the reasons they don't succeed. It's another boundary. It's another mental form of a mental boundary. It's a gender boundary and a mental boundary. And when it comes to females, females have it the worst. Females have it even worse than men, because the female is like, they already look down upon. They have their natural gender boundary where a female can't keep up to a man. And females in today's society, they have like this role where they are praised by their bodies and not necessarily for their minds. Like the new age, we're focusing on the body of the woman. Rather, if you compare me to Kanye, where Kanye's praising his woman's body rather than her mind. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Right.
The black woman have to regain her black woman status, her proud African-American black woman status. And part of that has to come through how we look at our black women. Right. And how we talk to our black women, and how we portray our black women, and not necessarily for their bodies, and more for their intelligence, and more for their abilities. And that's an important part. The gender aspect and the gender boundaries is an important part of our community, and it's overlooked. Because it's the way everything is going, it's just going to keep going towards it. And we got to slow down and reevaluate what's our people really mean. What's our people's goal? What's our people's role in society? And their role isn't dictated through their bodies. Like in our racial group and our racial gap, they don't think long term. In this age, in this media age, in this age of high technology, everybody is looking for instant gratification. And people don't see their life in a long-term sense because they're so used to thinking short-term. They're so used to thinking, what can come to me now? Or what can I get, you know, tomorrow? Or what can, not tomorrow, what can I get today? Right. And they don't think, what can I get 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Or what can my kids get? Or what can my family and my legacy get? And that's part of the problem. They don't really push themselves and don't, is they don't see a life beyond tomorrow. And you are all.
It incenses me that our own people don't realize our own heritage, our own culture. This is our music.
And that's where I'm going with my businesses, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
You know, not many people are doing the things, the type of things that you're setting out to do. You know, in a sense, you could argue that you're like the new Kanye West. You know, you're trying to come in and you're trying to break down boundaries for us. You're not Jesus. Well, you could argue that because that's ultimately what's going on. You're trying to show a new light, you know? So I think that all of these things are like wonderful ideas. I think that you should keep trying to do with your businesses. I think that in the long run, you know, a lot of people will really respect that, and it'd be a great thing. Could you imagine like finally having someone who's of our ethnic group, an African American, on top after like so many years of struggle, either on top of America, like globally, just actually a part of like the lunch table, so to speak.
I don't like to get too focused on race all the time, but I do think like African American people, we don't own anything. We don't typically have our name on anything. I'm not Kanye West, but he made a good point when he said, no, we don't own oil. We don't have these type of things that all these other racial groups have. And I want us to get back on board. I want us to put our names on things. Put our names in, put our carbon footprint on a community and inspire each other and pick each other up. Because that's what everybody else is doing and it works.
Right.
It all works when you're one unit and you're thinking as one team and everybody's on the same page. There's nothing you can't accomplish.
So, one last time, can you explain your businesses, your goal, and how this is going for you?
Okay, real quick. I'm working on Lena's Sorbet. It hasn't been out yet. It's exclusive. It's a waterized thing. We're working on that. Also, we have Ouroboros Real Estate. We have Arso Couture, Clothing Line. We also have... what else? We have Better Hands, Barbershop, app, and website. It's all coming soon. A lot of these things are coming soon. Arso Couture is here. But all these things is going to donate money. A lot of the proceeds, a lot of profits is going to be donated to some type of charitable fund. We're going to impact the community. We're going to build basketball courts. We're going to better the community. We're going to help the people. We're going to change the world. And that's what I'm still on doing.
Keep going, Jamel. You have a long way to go, but I believe you can do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.